months, and the project went on hold. A super top secret facility was built at Groom Lake, Nevada, in the midst of the weapons test range. It was codenamed Dreamland. Before this area was built, testing was done at the Tonopah test range, and that's why some of you have conflicting information. The installation was placed under the Department of the Navy, and clearance of all personnel required AQ clearance, as well as executive, which means presidential or majestic approval. This is ironic due to the fact that the President of the United States does not have clearance to visit the site. How many of you did not know that? The President of the United States cannot enter Area 51. There are very many other areas which he cannot enter also. The alien base and exchange of technology actually took place in an area known as S4. Area S4 was codenamed the Dark Side of the Moon. The Army was tasked to form a super secret organization to furnish security for all alien task projects. This organization became the National Reconnaissance Organization based at Fort Carson, Colorado. The specific teams trained to secure the projects were called Delta. A second project, codenamed Snowbird, was promulgated to explain away any sightings of the red light craft as being Air Force experiments. The Snowbird craft were manufactured using conventional technology and were flown for the press on several occasions. And those of you who are my age or older will remember, as children or young adults, going to the movie and seeing the movie doll newsreel, the Avro car, and other strange-looking saucer craft that were developed by the United States and the Canadian Armed Forces as a part of Project Snowbird. Project Snowbird was also used to debunk legitimate public sightings of alien craft, also called UFOs. Project Snowbird was very successful, and reports from the public declined steadily until recent years. But not just due to Project Snowbird. There was an intense ridicule, denial, and debunking campaign going on since the beginning. People stopped reporting what they saw. A multi-million-dollar secret fund was organized and kept by the military office of the White House. This fund was used to build over 75 deep underground facilities. Presidents who asked were told the fund was used to build deep underground shelters for the president in case of war. Only a few were built for the president. Millions of dollars were funneled through this office to MJ-12 and then out to the contractors, which used to build top secret alien bases as well as top secret dumb or deep underground military bases. I think dumb is very appropriate. And the facilities promulgated by Alternative 2 throughout the nation. President Johnson used this fund to build a movie theater and pave the road on his ranch, and I believe he also used it to fix his shower. He had no idea of its true purpose, but he felt that because it was military money, it was his money.